Hey, happy Monday, bitches. Brandon Lynette here, your host of Listen, Bitch. Listen, bitch. So I woke up this morning and I got my congratulations, you're not pregnant package from Mother Nature. And I was like, eh, I'm gonna be on the couch, just Netflix and nothing all day. That was my plan. But I record podcasts with my friend Leo. We do Radical Limits and we record on Sunday mornings. So I had to get out to meet up with him and to get up and get in the office and move around. So I'm checking out, the analytics on my podcast, and I just want to say thank you. Seriously, 223 people tuned in this week. That is fucking huge. That is huge for me. I'm very excited. I'm very excited. I'm grateful that you're showing up. Make sure you are in my Listen Bitch group, just because I do want this to be a listening based podcast, listener based podcast. So kind of let me know where you're at, what you're going through. Let's talk, bitch. Let's talk. And the thing is, the best way you could support me right now is to not only subscribe, but review the podcast. Love it or hate it, I want to know. And then share it. Share it with your friends, post it on your page, all the things. That's how you can support me. I don't have any plans right now to monetize the podcast. I'm not going to add commercials that you guys have to listen to so I can make a few bucks. Oh, excuse me. So that's how I can use the support. I think that this podcast needs to be in the ears of a lot of people. My intention is honestly just to raise awareness of our consciousness, of our personal responsibility, our accountability, just to level the fuck up, get over whatever shit you're stuck on, and create a life you love. Real life, guys, I just paused this for about 20 minutes because my kid was losing her shit and I totally got off track. I don't know what I was talking about, but listen, bitch, it's Microdosing Monday. So that's where we're going to jump in on this podcast. If you have tuned in, I just kind of got in the habit of talking about microdosing mushrooms on Mondays because that's what I'm doing. I am going to go ahead and do a microdose tomorrow. I talked last week a little bit. I am taking another supplement that has given me similar benefits to microdosing. And I think it's really beneficial for people who live in areas where microdosing is illegal. The shrooms are illegal, right? It's hard to get access to them. In Detroit, you are safe. It is legal. You are fine. Everything's fine. So microdose on, bitches. But if you are not, however, sorry for you. It's going to be a little harder to attain. But this product really did give me a lot of the same benefits. And I stopped taking it for a few days because I want to microdose again and just really gauge the difference of where it's at. I think it's important that when you are going into a journey of microdosing, or even if you, I had quite a few of you pick up this new product, you've all got it this week, you're trying it out. It's really important that you pair your experience with intention, the intention of what you're trying to do. And the thing is, these products aren't like, microdosing or using the me product. It's not helping you escape from life. Okay. So there's no big, profound moment where you separate yourself from everything in the situation and you feel something different. It's not like, you're not escaping. Right. I have a cocktail just to escape. It's literally to escape because it drowns out everything going on in my mind. And it's an escape from the current reality. Microdosing for me is actually the complete opposite. So the intention of going in with that is so that I can connect more to my life. It keeps me grounded rather than, the Brandon that wants to meditate and just like live in a whole other dimension for her whole life because it's all love. There's no pain. Like just this beautiful feeling of peace and joy that I get in meditation. I noticed that the me product brings me to that where I'm, not necessarily unemotional, but I'm not emotionally reactive. Like I can see the big picture. I can step outside of myself. I can it like I can take a break. I could catch my breath. There's really two different categories that you're going to fall into when you are coming into the intention of microdosing. So either you want to add something to your life, like you're looking for creativity, social comfort, empathy. I know when I have to create a lot of content, I love the mushrooms because it just makes me more of me, without all the bullshit. Like I don't have to sugarcoat anything. And the other category is like, if you want to remove something, maybe you're fighting an addiction. I mean, mushrooms helps with alcohol addiction. Huge studies have been done. It's made a big impact. Find the documentary, start doing the research. Don't take my word for it. Look it up for yourself. Psychedelics have really helped people with their addictions, PTSD, anxiety, depression, all of the above. So let's go in with the intention of being very mindful. And that's what this product is going to do. That's what microdosing does. That's what my me product does. It just helps me highlight my intention and I can connect to myself and focus and, move in on the task without all the bullshit, without overthinking it, without, oh my gosh, what if this? Oh my gosh, what if that happens? Not questioning myself. You kind of lose the doubt. It's just a very connected, calming, loving feeling. And I bring that intention every time, I take my capsules. I took the me product for what I think maybe 2 weeks. 2 weeks I took it. This is something you take every day. Microdosing is not an everyday thing. You do not take it every day because literally it builds up in your system. And one day you're just going to freak the fuck out. Like you just, every day is too much. That's not a microdose. There are some things I went through Google because I'm like, how do you figure out? Because people are like, I don't know how much to take. Everyone is different, you guys, and there are different kinds of mushrooms. There's even just with the psilocybin. Okay, I'm going to talk a little bit about other mushrooms I take today, because I think mushrooms are magic. And I just discovered them this year. Like it's a, I just went ham on the research. A friend talked to me about them. And I just became obsessed about the different things they could do. But there's a lot of different psilocybin too. So you just have to be on a personal journey, try things out to experience what the best fit is for you. And even professionals that have worked with this, like the people that are doing the research to try to advocate to get it, legalized and all the things, their schedules are different. I mean, some people say microdose for 3 days on, 2 days off. Some people say microdose every other day. And other people are just like, be mindful. And I'm at the point where that's where I'm at. I'm just mindful. I don't have to take my me products every single day. It is something that builds in your system. And I saw the results when they did the studies on this product, where people took it every, it builds in their system and they had a better benefit. So I think there is something to say for being consistent with that product. But again, I just wanted to do the research, to show you guys if I really do have something that 1000% stands up to microdosing and it's legal, then let's do that. You know what I mean? It's the we're getting the same benefit, just a different route. But for those of you that do have access to microdosing, fuck yes. I will share my experience. I'll be taking a capsule tomorrow, and we'll see. But I do want to talk about some other mushrooms that I think are really important that you get into your system. One of my favorites, I call it mud water, mud tea. I add these mushrooms to my tea every day. And I can't say that it's like the greatest tasting thing. I do put some honey and cinnamon in there just to be able to swallow it down. But these are some of my favorites. I'll just, read off a list for you guys and tell you what each one kind of focuses on. Again, the me product that I sell, you can just message me for a link for that if you want to try that out. I have people that just got it this week. I'm excited. They'll share their testimonies and all the things so I could share that with you. But One of my favorites is going to be the lion's mane. Neuroregenerative improves cognitive function. So it's just going to keep your brain healthy. Like you can, be alert, maybe alert. I don't know. Brain fog. My husband just walked in the door and I want to talk to him. So I'm distracted now. And then we've got Reishi. And this is going to promote longevity and support DNA restoration. Cordyceps, I just started these this month. They are anti-aging. Bitch, I am aging backwards. Feel free to check out pictures and compare, but I feel amazing. Turkey tail, this is one I wish my husband would take consistently. It's an immune boosting and anti-cancer. So we found out this year that he has, I guess it was last year, but he has a. Huh? I know, but what am I thinking? Like when your body attacks it, autoimmune. Yeah. He has like AS is what it's short for, but it's an autoimmune thing. Like his system attacks itself. Turkey tail is going to boost your immune system and just kind of help your body fight itself. Shiitake, this is going to be heart health, fortifies immunity. Maitake is high in vitamin E, anti-cancer, immunity boosting. Oysters reduce cholesterol, inhibit tumors, help with joint and muscle. I mean, hundreds of mushrooms, you guys. I definitely think you should be incorporating these into your everyday. And like I said, it's not my favorite cup of tea. Okay. Literally, like I have a little blender and I end up chewing the bottom half of it and I add shit. Like I have greens that I add to it, like, I don't know, some algae stuff, just stuff I take, just a big cup of earth is what I call it. And it's not the best tasting thing, but I mean, listen, bitch, we do shots of tequila, tastes like ass, right? We do that like it's nothing. We can drink a cup of earth to do something beneficial for our bodies. So it's the same thing I tell people. I have a product, a health and wellness product that, gives you long sustaining energy throughout the day, like great energy. You do not need the bullshit Monster or Red Bull, like no more energy drinks. That shit's fucking killing you. This is a plant-based supplement with incredible technology to have like delayed energy, like it's all day energy. And we improved a product and one of the complaints upon approval was that you kind of have to chew the bottom of the drink. And I'm not going to lie, bitch, I still have to chew the bottom of the drink and it's terrible. There's like these little tiny beads, but that's the good stuff. It's the good stuff. So it's just a matter of fuck. No, it doesn't taste good, but I like the benefit. So I'm going to do it, right? That's why we take the shot of tequila. It doesn't taste good, but we like the end result. So that's what happens. I'm just saying, bitch, do this for yourself, something good for you. If you really can't drink mud water, and there's actually a company called Mud Water. That's not what this is. Okay. I just call it mud water. It's not a thing. These are just mushrooms that I get. I buy in bulk, like powders. You can capsule it, put them in a capsule, let it get through your body like that, if that's what you need to do. But I'm telling you, get into the mushrooms. I'm going to advocate for this my whole life. I don't know. I'm excited about it. So I'll fill you guys in. I'll fill you in on what happens when I do my microdose and compare it to the me product. Today, Brandon Lynette is just nothing in her system. I don't know. I'm going to wait till tomorrow to do the microdose. So it's just part of that internal awareness. Like I feel really good today. I feel grounded, I feel connected, I feel whole. And that's kind of how I would tell you to gauge your journey with microdosing is just be self-aware. That's what this literally does. It brings out the part of you that, the things that you need to feel, the things you need to heal, the things you need to face. And if you're feeling really, really good, then you don't necessarily need the products unless you're looking for that creativity, then you come in there with that intention, right? So it's not an escape. It's just going to bring you back to the present connective awareness of where you are, your consciousness. It's just going to bring you to the mirror, basically. And sometimes that's a scary place for people to be, but it does alleviate all of the outside bullshit, like the anxious thoughts and feelings, the nervousness, the reactiveness. I was really reactive before I got into this, just emotionally reactive. My conversations with my husband have changed over the past few years, just in that healing. We don't have the reactive conversations anymore where I'm just like, it's the end of the world. I'm freaking the fuck out. It has changed a lot of things in my life, and not necessarily things that were like, oh my God, I noticed this right away. This is totally different. It's just over time, if I look back to who Brandon was before, very different, very different. And I definitely recommend pairing journaling or meditation, something like this, with your journey to just stay intentional and mindful. If you are looking for an escape, I can't help you. I'm not here to help you, hide from life and pull the covers over your head. Like, I want you to step into your fucking power. And that's my intention here. So I love you, bitch. Have a great fucking day. I hope your weekend was amazing. I want you to set your intention for this week. I want you to set it down, tell yourself what you want, get a goal out there. What are you excited to do? What do you look forward to the most? Like, let's fucking flip the switch on this bullshit, because Mondays are my favorite. They are my favorite. Like, I'm literally excited to just tackle the day. It's, get my house in order. It's just my organization day. I fucking love it. So I love you. Jump into my group. Let me know what you want to talk about this week. And tune in tomorrow. I think I'm going to talk about relationships. I met a really cute couple, not a couple, they're best friends, and their spouses weren't there. I thought they were a couple. It's a great story. Anyway, we're going to talk about Temp Tammy. So if you guys are tuning in, I cannot tell a lie. I told them I was going to talk about this Tuesday, so I'm going to. But yeah, relationships, bitch. That's what's on the books for tomorrow. I love you.